We found a bunch of otters living in a beaver dam. They were so cute to watch. I love God's animals.
You love them, but do you praise God for them? Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Have you ever watched one of those nature shows with all kinds of crazy animals? Some are super colorful, some run like lightning, and some are just plain weird. But no matter how different they are, they all have one thing in common. They praise God. Psalm 150, verse 6 says, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." Our story for today is called Otters and Beaver Dams. "I'm ahead of you, Mom," Kenzie called as she paddled down the river in her kayak. "Kenzie, stop and look ahead of you," Mom called back. Kenzie slowed down her kayak, noticing a bunch of branches ahead of her in the water. "What are those?" Mom moved her kayak beside Kenzie's. "I think it's a beaver dam. Let's sit here for a little bit and see if anything comes out." "Okay," Kenzie replied. She kept her eyes on the dam as she took a sip of her water. A couple minutes later, Kenzie noticed some movement. "Look, Mom, it's an otter," Mom whispered as the pair watched the tiny animal. Otters sometimes take over abandoned beaver dams. "It's so cute," Kenzie smiled as the otter dove into the water and swam away. "God's creation is beautiful," Mom agreed. "I love kayaking. It gives us a chance to admire all the wonderful things God has created." "We learned about that in Sunday school yesterday," Kenzie exclaimed. "In Psalms, there's a verse that says the earth is full of the creatures God made." Mom nodded. "Another verse in Psalms says, 'Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.'" She smiled as she looked at the beaver dam. "Both verses are great reminders that God made so many things for us, and we should take the time to admire them. One way to praise God is by admiring His creation." "A lot of verses in Psalms tell us to praise God, don't they?" said Kenzie. "Yes," Mom replied. "We have so many reasons to praise God. Not only did He create the earth and all the creatures in it, He created us in His own image and sent Jesus to save us from sin and give us a relationship with Him that lasts forever. He has done so much for us, and He wants us to praise Him and enjoy the good things He's given us." Kenzie grabbed her paddle. "Let's praise Him right now by admiring His creation as we race on this nice water He made for us," she called as she began to paddle down the river. Well, how about you? Do you take time to admire God's creation? Maybe you take walks, play in the yard, or look through the windows of your bedroom. He has made so many things for us to admire and enjoy. We can see God's power in creation and praise Him for all the things He made and for the love He has for us. So what's your favorite thing that God created? Our key verse is Psalm 150, verse 6.
"Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord."
And our key thought for today, praise God for His creation.
Hey, Zach, how can getting braces teach me something about the Bible?
Hi, Reagan. What a great question. Think about why you're getting braces. Because your teeth are not as straight as you want them to be, right? Once the orthodontist puts the braces on your teeth, the braces will slowly begin to straighten your teeth. Now, it might take a while, and sometimes it might be a little painful. I had braces, too. The Bible is kind of like braces. It helps us keep our lives straight. King David wrote about this in Psalm 119:9 when he said, "How can young people keep their lives pure? By obeying your commands." I hope that your braces help you, and I hope that you read your Bible, too. Remember, it can keep you on the right track. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.